This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, women in agriculture are invited to register for an educational program being offered by U of I Extension. Annie's project was created to help women develop their farm management skills, and Extension educator Andrew Holsinger says this year's program is being offered in Jersey County.
Well, the upcoming workshop series is Annie's Project, and it's a series of educational sessions that were developed by a former University of Illinois Extension educator. She moved on to develop a non-for-profit, and this non-for-profit Annie's Project offers coursework that relates to the different aspects of farming to help women make complex decisions dealing with the finances of the farm, maybe estate planning, the transitioning of the farm. You know, a lot of different things can happen in the world of agriculture, so we want to help transition women into maybe a firmer role in their management and decision-making with this program.
There's a lot of topics involved in farming and managing a farming operation that it may seem like you need to be an expert on a lot of different areas. So you've got some good speakers lined up that are going to be talking about all these things.
Yeah, I have, there tends to be a lot of discussion and interest in estate planning. And I have a local lawyer there in Jerseyville that's willing to come in and give the whole session is going to be dedicated to estate planning and the transitioning of the farm and other aspects related to that. And so it should be a good opportunity for people to learn more about estate planning, but other topics as well, financial management, keeping fiscal records, how to approach loans. You know, a lot of farm operations may need to possibly have a loan or have loans in place, and also the commodity or grain marketing aspect of how to market your grain and what to look for, maybe when to buy, when to sell, and just the general well-rounded aspect of farming, but the business aspects as well.
Is there a fee to attend this class? And then I guess we probably should talk about location. You mentioned Jerseyville, but a specific location. And then what does it cost, if it costs anything?
Well, it is a cost for the registration. It's $40. It's going to cover all your course materials. It's going to be held at the Farm Credit Illinois building in Jerseyville, right on Highway 16. The time frame for this is starting on March 6th. The sessions are going to be on Tuesday evenings, March 6th, 13th, 20th, 27th, and as you said, going into April for April 3rd and the 10th. And the time is evening sessions, 5:50 to 8:50. We'll start a little bit early for a meet and greet and maybe some refreshments. And so it should be a good time. We've had a lot of local sponsorship. The WA Rice Seed Company, Tri-County FS, the Jersey State Bank, C&B Bank, and Carrollton Bank are all sponsors of this, and we look forward to offering this program.
It sounds like a great program and a lot of information to be gained from attending this. Now, I think, does this take place every year and it moves around to different locations?
We've been trying to schedule it in each of our counties that we serve here locally in our local unit, if you will. We serve Christian County, and we had that session in early of 2017. Now we've moved to Jersey County in 2018, and we'll be looking. We had sessions in Carlinville, Macoupin County, but we will be looking to move to Montgomery County in, you know, a future time.
Registration for this, you mentioned it's $40. Should they register online, phone number, call in to register, or?
Yeah, we do have availability to register online. I have a shortened web link, go.illinois.edu/Annie's Project Jersey. You can call. The Christian County office is 217-287-7246. The Jersey County number with limited hours of availability being open is 618-498-2913. And if you have any questions and want to reach me locally at my main office, it's 217-532-3941.
Andrew, I would guess that you encourage any woman with an interest in learning more about farming or agriculture to attend this. They don't need to be experts because they're going to be learning things. That's the purpose of this class or workshop.
And there may not be a traditional farm aspect to their interest in this program. I have had participants that ran a cut flower farm, and so more of a horticultural kind of aspect. So it just varies on your interest, but all of these sessions that are going to be offered are going to be helpful tools to help in whatever farming aspect or business mindset that you go into.
Sure. Well, as I've said, I'll say it again, a great opportunity for women in the area if you're interested in learning more. Andrew, location and dates and times just one more time so we can make sure we know when this is happening.
It's going to be at the Farm Credit Illinois building in Jerseyville off of Highway 16. The dates are March 6th, 13th, 20th, 27th, April 3rd, and 10th. There are evening sessions from 5:50 to 8:50 p.m., and we look forward to seeing you. And, again, you can register online or call your local Extension office.
Andrew Holsinger, U of I Extension Educator for Unit 18, and we'll have more Ag News in just a moment. Top USDA trade official Ted McKinney says he anticipates a trade deal with Japan will likely take place if the U.S. doesn't re-enter into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. McKinney says he doesn't know what the scope of the agreement will be, but calls it not a matter of if, but when. He spoke about the topic during the Agricultural Outlook Forum. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the TPP during his first week in office. Since then, the remaining 11 countries have agreed to a revamped deal known as the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. The 11 countries intend to sign the new deal early next month. McKinney says the timing of the U.S. potentially landing a trade pact with Japan or with other TPP countries is critical for American agriculture, which is competing for Asian market share. He says the administration's effort to strike bilateral trade deals will depend in part on how the U.S., Canada, and Mexico wrapped up the NAFTA negotiations. He said he hopes we don't have to wait until NAFTA is done before we get going on other deals, as he's worried about the issue of bandwidth, as the U.S. trade officials are all focused on the NAFTA negotiations. Well, Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue walked a tightrope while talking with reporters about President Trump's budget proposals that agriculture wasn't enamored with. One of the proposals included cuts to crop insurance. AgriPoll says Perdue is making strong statements in support of the program, but crop insurance is one of the largest cuts in the Trump budget proposal. The cut would save $22 billion over 10 years by slashing premium subsidies. Perdue told reporters at the Agricultural Outlook Conference that crop insurance is a very viable part of the safety net and that Americans get a good deal on subsidies for the program. Perdue didn't say directly that he tried to talk the White House out of the budget cuts, but he did say that they were advocates for the American farmer. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.